This is the biggest undertaking I've seen done at Simulyric. Sets, costumes, casts.
Epic movie score type orchestration is part of this show.
New Orleans natives and veteran actors Casey Marino and Elizabeth Argus jumped at the opportunity to play the leading roles in Andrew Lloyd Webber's dark musical, Sunset Boulevard, based on the 1950s film by Billy Wilder.
Well, it's a beast to put up, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's a spectacle. It's from top to bottom, sets, costumes, makeup, and the score and the script. I mean, Liz here has so much to on her plate as far as costume changes. I mean, the costumes came in. I saw her in the first time a couple of days ago. And I think one of them's like 40 pounds because of the beads.
They're beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Solid glass beading. And
rarely do you get to see roles with quite fractured minds. They don't make musicals like this anymore where the characters never leave the stage, you know. And and you get to see from start to finish how they create this world in their mind.
Marino plays the role of Joe Gillis, a struggling writer who meets Norma Desmond, a faded Hollywood screen star played by Argus. Their lives become intertwined on a journey to rejuvenate their careers.
It's an interesting show because Norma Desmond gets all the attention because she's this faded silent movie actress, and she's wearing all these beautiful costumes, and the lighting is designed to hit her in the face when she walks on stage. But the story is really about Joe, and it's about his struggle to fit into the world in Hollywood and finding himself trapped in this symbiotic relationship and unable to get out of it.
This huge production under the direction of Michael Howard gives audiences the feel of a movie set.
There are lighting instruments all over the set.
Mm-hmm.
In front of us, behind us.
Every scene has like a sweeping score as she enters the scene and the sets, and the huge staircase comes out and she comes down the stairs. It's very, there's a couple of Gone with the Wind moments in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very melodramatic. And Michael Howard is a genius at painting pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of a director who choreographs. And he, lots of times you'll watch him and he has his eyes closed because he's trying to see what this painting that he wants to create, this tableau that he wants the audience to see. And he moves us around like figures in a painting. And a lot of what we do is minutely choreographed.
This epic journey has big musical numbers with a touch of opera and jazz. The biggest challenge for Marino and Argus was making their characters likable, especially Argus.
My wish is that by the end of the show, audiences will have some affection for Norma Desmond, even if it's pity. But that somehow she touches something that's inside each one of us, this little piece of us that recognizes that under the wrong circumstances and the wrong course of events, I could end up like that. I could go that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible for me to turn into that. And if I can get audiences there, then maybe they won't hate me.
They'll never hate you.
Elizabeth Argus and Casey Marino star in Summer Lyric Theater's production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Sunset Boulevard, directed by Michael Howard. Performances run through June 24th in Dixon Hall on Tulane University's campus. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.
Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war, out here they're always keeping score, beneath the tan the battle rages.